Suzanne?
I'm vehemently opposed to the reintroduction of the death penalty. I always have been, but the case of Stefan Kishko, if you don't know that case, do look it up. Absolutely clinched it for me.
John?
I think there'd need to be some pretty strict criteria in terms of the burden of evidence, but provided that was kind of dealt with, I would vote in favour of the death penalty in the case of specifically paedophiles and child killers.
And you think it should be put to a referendum?
I think many things should be put to a referendum, okay, but using the kind of technology that I'm advocating in my campaign on my website.
But sort of all proven paedophiles you would give the death penalty to?
Yes.
Okay, Peter.
But sorry, with paedophile, I wouldn't necessarily say someone who looked 18 and was 15 and a half. So in terms of establishing the parameters for that, it would have to be...
But you see, that's interesting, because you said yes, and then you thought for a minute, and then you immediately caveated. A leader can't do that, can they?
Well, no, the fact is that if you want to make this a semantic debate, we'd have to sit down and we'd each have to write...
It's not a semantic...
Shall I answer?
Hang on a second, because
I haven't had the opportunity to clarify my answer. It obviously depends what you define as a paedophile, okay? In some countries, it's legal to get married.
What do you define as a
much younger? Someone who is prepubescent. I would have the death penalty for somebody who's evidently prepubescent.
Below 12.
Yeah,
I'd have. So 13-year-olds are fair game, are they?
They're fair game for the current punishments that we dish out to people right now. Yeah.